Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Golder, and today we're Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Zayin. So the three topics we're going to focus on, we learned that there are individual tefillas that various Tanaim and Amoraim recited after the Shemoneh Esrei. This topic actually began on Tez Zayin Amud Beis, continues here. So included in this list are some that were incorporated into our tefillas. So on Daf Yud Zayin, we have the tefillah recited after the Vidui of Yom Kippurim, El Kai Ad Shul Mitzarti. We also have the tefillah we say every day after Shemoneh Esrei, El Kai Nitzor Ushoni Meira. And then we have mentioned the bottom of Tez Zayin Amud Beis. I'm just going to mention here, we have the tefillah when we bless Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, Shititen Lanu Chai Meruchim. And then we have the tefillah that we say every day after we make the brach, V'amavir Sheina Me'enai, when Hashem removes the sleep from our eyes. The whole Yehiratzon tefillah that follows that is also included here. So once again, we have the individual tefillahs that the various Tanaim and the Moraim recited after the Shemoneh Esrei, which we have incorporated many of them into our own tefillahs. Point number two. We learn that women merit Olam Haba for bringing their children to school and letting their husbands learn, even though they have to wait for them to return. So that's the second topic, why women are zocha to Olam Haba. So point number one, we have the individual tefillahs of the various Tanaim and Moraim. And point number two, we learn that women merit Olam Haba for the reason of bringing their children to school and letting their husbands learn, even though they have to wait. Point number three, we learn that there's a concern over doing things that might make a person look haughty, like they have gaiva, such as a chassan reciting Kriya Shema on his wedding night. So once again, the three topics are the individual tefillahs of the Tanaim and Moraim, which we have incorporated many are tefillahs, why women are zocha to Olam Haba, and number three, things we have to be concerned about that might make a person look haughty, such as a chassan reciting Kriya Shema on his wedding night. So now we go to our siman. So the siman for Daf Yud Zayin is going to be a used car. Yud Zayin used, a used car. So what's our siman for today? So you have these great rabbis, they're all saying their extra tefillahs after the Shemoneh Esrei, next to this holy pink used car that was used by the mother to bring her children to school, when all of a sudden a Hadi Chassan, who's very gaivadig, drives by in his fancy limousine. So once again, you have these great rabbis, they're all saying their extra tefillahs after the Shemoneh Esrei next to this holy pink used car, that's to Mimaramas, to women, being Zochet to Olam Haba, that was used by the mother to bring her children to school. That's one of the reasons why they get Olam Haba. When a Hadi Chassan drives by in his fancy limousine. That's the siman for today's Daf Yud Zayin. Great, so now it's time for our four blot back chazor beginning on Daf Yud Gimel. So the first topic is that we learn that one is not allowed to call Avraham by the name Avram. It's a question, is he transgressing Mitzvahs Ase or Mitzvahs Los Ase? Then we have the various opinions regarding how much of Kriya Shema requires Kavanah. Is it the first Pasuk Shema, the first three Psukim, up to including all of Avecho? Is it the first Parsha? Is it the first two Parshios? And finally, anyone who prolongs the pronunciation of the word Echad will have a Arichas Yomim Vashanim, length of days and years. Rav Chiya taught, it's long enough if one mentally acknowledges Hashem's Malchus, his kingship in heaven, earth, and over the four directions of the skies. And the siman is, Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. He opens up his new siddur and bas with the name Avram, not Avram. He turns to the Shema, reciting with great kavanah and prolonging the Echad for over a minute. Then on Daf Yadal, the first point was we learned about the interruptions during Hallel, the days that an individual is davening privately and he has to complete the entire Hallel, then he can only greet someone between the separate sections, but he's not allowed to greet someone in the middle of one of the sections of Hallel. Whereas the days when he's not required to say the entire Hallel, he can greet someone even in the middle of a section. Then we learned that in Eretz Yisrael, they had a minhag to say an abbreviated version of the third parsha of the Shema, because the mitzvah tzitzis doesn't apply at night. This is specifically at Mariv. And then they would recite a special paragraph mentioning Yitzitz Yisrayim. And then we learned about Rav Shimon bar Yochai's explanation with the order of the parshios in Kriya Shema. He said it has to do with the Shema includes the mitzvah of learning, teaching, and doing. Vayem Shemo only includes teaching and doing. And the third part of Yomer is only about doing mitzvahs. Our siman for Yadal is a hand. So you have this Kehila davening Hallel. It's interrupted by an Israeli greeting them and shaking all their hands vigorously, because he'd already said his abbreviated Shema, and now he was eager to learn, teach, and do. Then on Daf Tesvah, we have the first point that washing before tefillah is so important that one should travel back almost a meal and ford as far as a parson or to find water. Secondly, a significant amount of the Daf focuses on the Melchokas and the Mishnah regarding whether one is required to hear himself recite Kriya Shema to fulfill the mitzvah Shema. And finally, from the word v'limadetem, and you should teach them, we learn, shiyei l'mut chatam, that one's learning should be pure, i.e., it should be articulated faultlessly. Therefore, one should pause between words that tend to get attached. We tend revach bein advekim, such as al levavecha. The sim for Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl, tu Tezvav, tu Bishvat. So we thought of a fruit bowl. So you have this fruit bowl with handles shaped like two big ears. It's placed under a washing sink and contains the words al levavecha, written on two separate pieces of paper. And finally, in Tavta Zion, we learn that workers can say Shema while working up in trees, since Kavan is only required for the first Pasuk, but they have to come down for Tefillah, since it's a request for Rachami, mercy, and requires more Kavana. Secondly, Rabbi Gamliel accepted condolences. He was Mekabel Tanchumim when his servant Tavi passed away because he was a Talmid Chacham, even though one generally doesn't accept condolences for a servant. And finally, a Chassan is exempt from Krishma because he's preoccupied with the mitzvah. There's tier to the mitzvah. So our simon for Daf Tezayin are his toes, Tezayin toes. So you have this distracted Chassan. He walks into a tree and stubs his toes. Ouch! Which caused the worker to fall off the branch and down to the ground, just as a funeral for a beloved servant is passing by. Okay, so now let's conclude with our pop quiz. Which daf do we learn that there's five different reasons for why Parshat Tzitzis is in the Shema? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Question number two, where do we learn in Eretz Yisrael they said an abbreviated Shema, they didn't say the full third Parsha at Marv? That's on daf Yud Dalet. Good. Question number three, where do we learn the Machlokas in terms of which parts of Shema require Kavana? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Great. Question number four, where do we learn about the importance of placing space between the words when you say Shema? That's on daf Tezvav. Excellent. Where do we learn out in question number five that the reason why women are zochet to Olam Haba? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Where do we learn that Rabbi Gamliel accepted Tanchumim, comfort, for the loss of Tavi's servant? That's on daf Tezayin. Great. Question number seven, where do we learn that Chazal thought to include Parshas Balak in Shema, but they didn't because of Tircha de Tzibur? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Where do we learn about the Isser that one should not call Avraham Avraham? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Great. Question number nine, where do we learn out the importance of washing before davening? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Question number 10, where do we learn there's a concern that people will do things that make them look arrogant? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Great, that concludes today's Shira on Maseches Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldberg, wishing you a great day and great learning.